With SRN News, I'm John Scott. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini says the work to build a culture of life is not over.
We will keep marching every January at the national level, as well as in our states, until our nation's laws reflect the basic truth that all human life is created equal and is worthy of protection.
Thousands of pro-life advocates expected on the National Mall for speeches at a march past the U.S. Capitol and the Supreme Court. Also at SRNNews.com, North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a combined naval exercise by South Korea, the U.S., and Japan this week.
The underwater drone, which the North says it first tested last year, is among a broad range of weapons systems demonstrated in recent years as leader Kim Jong-un expands his arsenal of nuclear-capable weapons. The purported test comes days after Kim declared he would scrap his country's long-standing goal of a peaceful reunification with South Korea, and that his country would rewrite its constitution to define South Korea as its most hostile foreign adversary. South Korea's military says the North has exaggerated the capabilities of the underwater drone. Pyongyang continues to blame its rivals for raising tensions in the region. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Pakistan's political and military leaders have moved to de-escalate tensions with Iran after deadly airstrikes by Tehran and Islamabad this week killed at least 11 people and imperiled fraught relations between those neighbors. Friday's decision was apparently reached at a meeting by Pakistan's National Security Committee. The Dow ahead 343 points, the NASDAQ up 191. This is SRN News. Big Brother is watching you.
It really does sound like something out of Orwell. A House subcommittee revealing that federal law enforcement agencies have been using bank documents to track which Americans have been buying Bibles lately. You're also on the list if you made purchases of Trump campaign gear or shopped at Bass Pro. The subcommittee says lawmen had worked up a list of, quote, extremist indicators, and apparently one of them is purchasing a copy of the scriptures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republicans working on a bill that would ban teachers from wearing a rainbow flag lapel pin in public schools and universities. The measure forbids government employees from displaying any flag or even depictions of flags that shows a racial, sexual orientation, and gender or political ideology viewpoint in a state or local government building. The ban does not apply to students. This is SRN News. The remains of a Long Island man killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11 are identified after more than two decades.
New York City's medical examiner has identified John Valentine Niven as the 1,650th victim whose remains have been identified from the deadliest act of terrorism on American soil. Roughly 40% of the 2,753 people killed in the attack have yet to have their remains identified. But as DNA testing has evolved, in some cases, scientists have gone back to the same samples 10 or more times, hoping new technology will provide answers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Brazil, a suspect arrested in the killing of an American art dealer who was the co-owner of a prominent gallery in Manhattan. 75-year-old Brent Sakima was found dead on Monday in his Rio de Janeiro apartment. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.